Pope Benedict XVI launched a call to Mission Sunday as he told the lay faithful of Frascati that they share responsibility for the church and the formation of new generations of Christians. That God is calling them and they need to listen. That rediscovering the beauty of being church means rediscovering the immense wealth of the Second Vatican Council. That being God's missionaries, like the apostles, means preaching truth and justice, even if it goes against applause and human power and results in rejection and persecution.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, sono molto lieto.
Taking his cue from the Sunday Gospel, which recounts Christ's sending forth of the 12 apostles, Pope Benedict dedicated his Angelus reflections and his homily at morning Mass celebrated in Frascati's very own St. Peter's Square to mission in the Church.
Dessa Chiesa, di vivere il grande noi per evangelizzare il mondo.
During the open-air Mass, the Pope told the congregation of 8,000 that those who proclaim the word of Christ cannot be attached to money and comforts or happy to merely preach conversion. He said, following the example of Jesus, they must put into practice what they preach, in charity, service and dedication, especially to the sick and suffering.
Radicate in Cristo mediante la parola.
Pointing to the Year of Faith, which begins this October, and the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council, the Pope asked the men and women of the local diocese to reread and deepen their familiarity with the Council documents, which he said contain an enormous wealth for the formation of new generations of Christians. Pope Benedict then returned to his summer residence in nearby Castel Gandolfo, where pilgrims cheerfully sang and clapped as they patiently waited in the enclosed courtyard of the Apostolic Palace.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, cari fratelli e sorelle, vedo che mi avete perdonato il ritardo.
And as he emerged onto the tiny balcony above them, smiling and apologizing for being late, they erupted, their cheers taking Pope Benedict somewhat by surprise.
In this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus gives the 12 authority to preach and cast out demons. Relying on his power alone, their efforts bear fruit. Let us continue to strive to keep our lives rooted in Christ so that we too may be effective instruments of the Gospel. May God bless you. Grazie.
Following the Angelus prayer, addressing a greeting in French, Pope Benedict asked people to use this holiday period to think about their lives and open their hearts to others and to God. I ask you, he concluded, to also be attentive to all those who suffer from loneliness and abandonment, whether in the streets, in their homes, in hospitals or nursing homes. Do not, he said, hesitate to go and visit them.
A tutti auguro una buona domenica, una buona settimana. Grazie, buona domenica a tutti voi.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.